Well, it is great to see you, and welcome. You may have heard the story of Sir Oliver Franks. He was the English ambassador to the US, fresh to the post in 1948. Around Christmas time, he was delighted to receive a message from his secretary to say that the Washington Post had been in touch to ask what he wanted for Christmas. He was not aware of this long-standing tradition between the ambassador's office and the local press, but being English, he was also too happy to maintain it, so he asked for a box of crystallized fruits. On Christmas Eve, the Washington Post published a front-page article entitled "What the World Wants for Christmas." The survey showed the answers of the world's leading ambassadors. The French ambassador said that he would like peace throughout the world. The Russian ambassador said that he would ask for freedom for all people enslaved by imperialism, whilst the British ambassador would love a box of crystallized fruits. Well, that story has very little to do with what I'm about to say, but it's too good to omit. To quote Hugh Laurie from Blackadder, you may have come here today for some Xmos Atmos, and it's great you could make it. But there is something far greater on offer for you than some mince pies, mulled wine, and crystallized fruit. And that's what I want to talk about in these next few minutes. If you're willing to take up the insert to your sheet and that reading there. If this Christmas you are willing to listen to the Word of God, to your Creator, well, then you will find that there is something utterly life-changing on offer to you in Jesus Christ. It is greater than a carbon-neutral world. It is greater than world peace. And that is the offer of peace with God under the rule of Jesus Christ. Peace with God under the rule of Jesus Christ. It is not a temporary peace, but a peace that will last forever. It is not a shallow peace, but a deep peace from which all other peace will flow. It is the peace for which you were created, and the true peace for which our souls long. I wonder, have you found peace in the city? In your city career, or whatever career you have, speaking to the musicians. Relationships, your religion, your money. Have you found the peace for which your soul longs? Jesus Christ offers you the peace for which your heart aches. I wonder, would you just look down at this passage of Scripture? There was a prophet called Isaiah. He was writing around 700 BC, 700 years before the birth of Jesus. He spent his life speaking to the Jewish nation at that time. He basically said to them, "You're about to go into exile in Babylon for your sin against God, and there's nothing you can do about that. But," he said, "there is hope beyond that. Sometime after that," he said, "the sun will rise." You see that in verse 2? "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness," literally there, in the land of the shadow of death, "on them light has shined." Isaiah said, the sun will rise for humanity in spiritual darkness under the shadow of death and under the judgment of God. When would it rise? Isaiah said, it will rise when a child is born, verse 6. It will rise when a child is born who would be king. The government of the universe would be on his shoulders, Isaiah said. He will be Lord of all, over every man, woman, child who has ever lived. Because he would be mighty God. What would be his work? he would bring such peace under his rule, that he could be called the Prince of Peace. And of the greatness of his government and of peace, there will be no end, Isaiah said. His rule will be an everlasting rule, and the peace that you can find under his rule will be an everlasting peace. There'll be no end to it, no limit to it. Now, I don't know where you're coming from. I wonder if I can speak to you wherever you're coming from. I hope we have people here from all faiths and none. Whoever you are, whatever you've done with your life, I wonder, don't you find those words extraordinary? Written 700 years before the historical Jesus. You've got to do something with that, haven't you? Many people think that Christianity is a fairy tale. It's irrelevant, they'll say. I won't even read about it. There's no evidence. Well, if that's you, I wonder, have you asked whether you might be the one who believes in fairies at the bottom of the garden? Because 700 years after these words were spoken, a child was born. He was witnessed by thousands, tens of thousands. His birth was announced by angels. Of course it was. It would be more problematic if it wasn't announced by angels. He, after all, is the King of Kings, the mighty God bringing God's everlasting kingdom. If there were no angels, we would be asking, where are the angels, if that's who he is? Of course there were angels. This baby grew up, and his words have filled the world, have they not? They've captured millions. Why? Wonderful Counselor. This baby grew up, and his works were the works of mighty God. To speak to the wind and the waves with a word, command the weather, command creation, to drive out disease with a word, to raise the dead, get up. And people got up. Did this child not show himself to be mighty God? And lastly, this baby died and rose from the dead to live forever. There is an empty tomb. Why? Because he was the one promised in these verses who would rule over the universe forever. He would take up his everlasting throne. There are some things you can stay neutral about, aren't they? I mean, for example, crystallized fruits. You can be neutral about that, whether you like it or not. There are some things, however, you cannot be neutral about. They're too important. They're too momentous. I recently heard a story, apparently it's true, of a soldier in the American Civil War who declared himself to be neutral. So he put on a grey jacket and blue trousers, went out into the battlefield, and they shot at him from both sides. You can't stay neutral about the Christian message if you understand it, because it's a message about Jesus Christ being king over you and over me, one way or the other. It's about Jesus Christ having a claim on our lives as our Lord. But I want to focus on those words in verse 7, and of peace, because what he's bringing is a wonderful kingdom, peace that will never end. The peace Isaiah is talking about is peace with God. This is the peace that we can have under the rule of Jesus. Peace with God, that is the peace from which all other peace flows. That is the peace, the only peace that will last forever. And you won't find it anywhere else. Oh, someone will say, well, why do I need peace with God? I didn't realize I was at war with God. Well, that is the question many will ask. But the reason is because we are under the judgment of God for our rebellion against him. That is the darkness that Isaiah is talking about in verse 2. That is the spiritual darkness that we're in. COVID, I would suggest to us, has been a pretty gentle reminder that this world is under the judgment of God. We are dying. Death is the penalty for our sin. Jesus came to die in our place to secure peace with God. He took the wrath of God that we deserve so that we could have peace forever. That's why Jesus didn't come with a UN peacekeeping force or an army to secure a temporary peace that would never last. If human history has taught us anything, it is that there's nothing we can do to secure anything more than just the most fragile temporary peace. Jesus came to secure the peace that we need. I was looking up images for the Prince of Peace, seeing what Google would give me. Google gave me a white man with a beard and a benign smile. It should have given me the Son of God hanging on a cross with the superscription, Prince of Peace. Just imagine for a minute what it means to have peace with your Creator God forever. To be able to come, I don't know if any of you have got small children, but to be able to come into the arms, the loving arms of God, as a small child might run into the arms of their dad. Just imagine the joy that could be yours if you will turn around. As we're about to say, to sing, or as we already have sung, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. This is the peace from which all other peace flows. Peace with God means peace from death. If you come to Jesus, the sun has risen on you forever. Peace with God means ultimately peace from this weary world and all our sufferings. We could go round this room and we'd find story after story, struggle, suffering, loss, weariness. Well, the Bible says that one day, for all those who've come under the rule of Jesus, that is, for all those who've repented of their sins, who've stopped running away from God and come back to Him, who've surrendered their lives to Jesus as their King, that could be you today. Well, for those people, we have a hope to look forward to in His everlasting kingdom, where every tear will be wiped away. There will be no more pain, no more suffering or dying, where this old broken world will become a distant memory. It will be peace that will never end for the people of God. Many people think that Christianity is about being good enough for God. I was chatting to a good friend of mine the other day. We were at university together. He's now a top lawyer in the city, earning more money than he knows what to do with. He did an English degree at Cambridge. I said to him, "What do you think the Christian message is?" He said, "I don't know. Just be a decent person, I suppose." There, in a nutshell, is the religion that everyone follows. Being decent enough for God. But it's not Christianity. I hope you can begin to glimpse that from this Bible passage. The message of Christmas is about the grace of God for sinners under the rule of Jesus Christ. It's about coming and finding true peace that we don't deserve, that we haven't earned, but that is given to us by a wonderful God. Did you see that? For to us a child is given. That is for you and for me. It's about the grace of a wonderful God giving you salvation. If you would turn from your rebellion against Him, stop running from Him, and come and surrender to the Lord Jesus. If you will do that, you will find the loving welcome of God as Father, the ceasing of all hostilities, and true peace that will last forever. That is peace with God. Will you come to Him? Or will you run away from Him? Well, a word to the Christian person as I close. Many of you will be Christians. I think it's easy for Christmas to be about what other people need to believe if we're Christians. But what about you? There are all kinds of things that might be going wrong this Christmas. Perhaps there's mess in the family, ongoing and exhausting struggle with sin, such hard-heartedness around you, it's wearisome. Well, God's message to you from these verses, remember that you have found lasting peace under the rule of Jesus Christ. You have peace with God now, and you have peace from all of your sufferings and from this wearisome world in the future in his everlasting kingdom. Because Jesus is your Prince of Peace, and that is worth punching the air for in celebration.